Dementia Awareness Week this week, the focus is on discrimination. The Wire's Henry Wilson with this story.
Almost 500,000 Australians suffer from dementia, and with so much publicity surrounding it these days, a lot more people are worried about potentially getting it. Kaylee Stokes is Executive Director of Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia. I asked her what symptoms people should look out for.
There's a whole range of warning signs, and obviously we would encourage anybody that's concerned about any aspect of their health to go and see their GP. The sorts of symptoms that develop for people with younger onset dementia are the same as for all other forms of dementia, so there may be an impact on cognitive abilities, there may be changes to memory. Often it is quite a slow progressing disease, so it may be that there are some things that don't seem quite right, and that, you know, that they develop as time goes on, and family members or friends or the person themselves may just feel like there's something not right, in which case it's important to go and talk to your doctor.
With 70% of dementia sufferers still living in the community, the focus of this year's Dementia Awareness Week is on the kinds of discrimination they might be suffering.
Well, discrimination takes a range of different forms. We know that people living with dementia and their families and carers talk about discrimination in all aspects of their life. For somebody with younger onset dementia, it may be that as soon as they receive a diagnosis of dementia, they're no longer able to work. So it may be that their workplace asks them to resign from their position, even though their cognition may still mean that they are able to fulfil some of their roles or indeed all of their roles. So that might be one form of discrimination. Certainly people with younger onset dementia report that people tell them that they're too young to have dementia, that they don't look like they should have dementia, so they face that kind of discrimination as well. And we often find that friends and family members and members of the local community start to socially isolate the person living with dementia as well as their families and carers, because they're uncomfortable about the disease, they're worried about how the person is going to react or respond, and they don't know what to say.
Statistics show that 40% of people feel awkward around a person with dementia. Dementia Australia has created a way for friends, family and others to help people with dementia feel less isolated and more included in the community.
So dementia-friendly communities are a really exciting concept, which is basically about creating inclusive communities that are supportive and understanding and empathetic to everybody that are in them. And it makes an enormous difference. So people living with dementia and their families and carers tell us that if they've been going to the same coffee shop for a number of years, for example, even after a diagnosis of dementia, if that coffee shop is still able to recognise the person, talk to them, remember their order, acknowledge that there may be some changes in their behaviour, but know that they're looking out for them, then that can make a huge difference to the quality of life and the social engagement and interaction of that person, because they're able to still maintain their usual, day-to-day lifestyle choices and routines and remain connected to their community. So that's really what the heart of dementia-friendly communities is about. It's about remaining part, an active part and a valued part of your community. So there's a whole lot of things that people can do. One of those is actually to become a dementia friend, which is a relatively easy process where you watch a number of videos about people with a lived experience of dementia talking about the importance of inclusivity, and you can become a dementia friend that way, which is really a kind of individual commitment to better understanding what dementia is and how to support people in the community with it.
And we'll put links on our site to how you can be involved in that. That was Kayla Stokes. She's Executive Director of Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia, and she was talking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.